When it comes to the timing of the rapture in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 is key. Most people just read that famous description at the end of chapter 4, but they don't continue reading into chapter 5. Chapter 5 starts with the word but, which is a conjunction. It says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. The times and the seasons there are referring to what he just talked about, the rapture. He says in verse 2, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So what he's saying there is, I don't have to write to you concerning the times and the seasons of the rapture, what we just talked about, because you already know that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Well, that right there proves that the timing of the day of the Lord is the same as the timing of the rapture. And we know that the day of the Lord, all throughout Old Testament and New Testament, is marked by the sun and moon being darkened, which means that the rapture is also marked by the sun and moon being darkened, which is exactly what we see in Matthew 24, 29 through 31, when it talks about the rapture happening after the tribulation.